Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Cubley.
The wall can jump. Tillman over the net!
A few moments later.
Trossard to the byline, gets across, into Ketelaar, rising up, and Belgium retake the lead. Moments later, Charles de Ketelaar climbs the ladder, his second goal, and the U.S. right back where they were.
Well, it had a moment, didn't it? They had that moment, man. My house went crazy when they tied it up, and Tillman did it again.
Mine went crazy, too, for all of 90 seconds.
You ain't lying, man. You couldn't even get yourself seated again, man. I couldn't even go up and fill my drink up. Next thing you know, they're down there in just an awful turnover that leads to another score. And it's just, they were just shell-shocked. And that was a part of it, right? Right from the beginning, I heard Carly Lloyd after the game said it felt like they lost the game before they even got on the pitch, she said. She said before they got off the bus. They lost the game. And 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch, you can jump in on this as well. I think it is clearly both, right? We can have both. But what did you, when you watched the game, did you have the feel that it was more, man, this is the U.S. choking, self-inflicted, not ready for the moment moves? Or did you watch it and feel like, man, Belgium's just, they're just a better team, right? You're just going to lose games to better teams. I don't necessarily think, let's say 2 years ago, I don't necessarily think that the Texans choked against the Chiefs in the playoffs. I think they just lost to the better team. I mean, their offensive line was going, you're going to have some problems with Fisher going against Chris Jones by himself. Probably shouldn't have had that happen. But that didn't feel like, last year I think there was more of a feeling that the Texans lost that, like they were the ones, CJ at the helm of it. They were the ones that lost the game. Where did you feel, how did you feel about this one?
Oh, I mean, I felt like the United States was, they choked. They weren't prepared. They were overwhelmed. The moment was too big. I think if anything, like game wise, other than not being prepared and other than being shell shocked and I mean, I'd hate to say take your opponent lightly. I don't know why you would do that in that situation. I mean, if anything, I thought Belgium had a significantly better game plan. I don't know the schemes of the game, but it appeared that what they were trying to do, they were having more success at doing what their plan was than the United States was. But from a player perspective, it clearly was a choke, a unprepared, a overwhelmed, and it was that way for me. What Tyler just played, the penalty kick or whatever it was, a free kick, I don't even know what the difference is, but the score, the goal that they scored, kick, yeah. I mean, that was outstanding. That was big time. That was the only legit big moment in this game for the Americans. Well, everything
early
else.
Early on, he had to make an incredible save as they were putting pressure early on.
Yeah.
And that was just a precursor to he's going to be under fire.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought that the United States was it appeared that they were completely outmanned, but if you really watched, it was Belgium. They weren't significantly better. It was a bad outing, obviously, for the United States, and what piss poor timing in a round of 16.
Yeah, I think one of the things we heard from experts throughout, and as we said, what did you feel like it was more of? Because I think there was some self-inflicted wounds, choking, and I think Belgium was a better team. They were a better team because I'm guessing the United States probably made some mistakes like this before and didn't get and got away with it against lesser teams. Right. So Belgium, I think there's a little bit of both, but what did you feel like it was more of? Did you watch that game and think this is the U.S. choking more, or did you think, well, they're just losing to a better team? And like I almost rode through this to a point where I find it hard to blame game plan, not coaching. To an extent, because, I mean, obviously your guys weren't ready to go out there and compete for some reason. They didn't play at the level of aggressiveness that they had played throughout the tournament. So that's got to fall not only on them, but some of the coach. But it just seemed like they were so out of it, or the moment was so big for them that, like, whatever they even talked about seemed like it went out the window. Whatever the game plan was, because he was over there drop kicking water bottles. He was hitting stuff like, what are y'all over there doing? Right, and it seemed like, you know, bad nervous. You know, sometimes there's good nervous before the game that you feel. They had bad nervous. They looked like they were like, oh my God, they're so much better than us. We just saw them. They beat us 5-2. We're intimidated. We're gonna play different. So I think I do. I felt like the mistakes were preventable. Like, the first goal was led to three guys who had a chance to clear the ball, and none of them reacted to touch it. And the guy from Belgium came in, and that led to the first goal. It was a rough watch to a man that all of them said they picked the worst time to play their worst game. By far, to play their worst game. Many people spoke.
Well, the interesting thing is that there was never a moment in that game where an American player stood out as being one of the better players on the field, or the pitch, I'm sorry. I think we can talk about stars if you want to. We can talk about injuries if you want to. But there was never a moment where it was like, yeah, we got one dude that's better than their guys. There was never a moment schematically where they changed what they were doing, kicking it around the outside and trying to get a corner kick when Belgium was doubling them and blocking the entry. They couldn't even get it in to where you could potentially, you know, have a shot. At halftime, I think it was 14 shots on goal for Belgium and four, I think it was, maybe three for the United States. I mean, and then you come out the second half.
8-0 before the free kick that led to the goal.
Yeah, it just and it just seemed like we kept trying the same stuff, which, again, I don't know what the answer is in soccer, but I know it can't be. I know you watch other teams and you watch them try different entry points and different approaches. And it just seemed like, man, the Americans just couldn't. They couldn't complete what appeared to be just simple passes at times.
Yeah, that's the thing is, in watching some of the other matches, they're like Argentina is better than Egypt. They were favored against Egypt, but when you watched them, it didn't appear like Egypt fought it.
Was outclassed. Yeah,
they didn't like. Their last two, Cape Verde was they are a lesser team with lesser talent than Argentina. But when you watch them play, Cape Verde didn't seem to think it. Man, the Team USA looked like they knew that they were playing in a way that they were a lot better than them. And just do it like that. I don't think that goalie would do that a million times if you get just that mistake.
I never had confidence in that guy watching soccer. Like, he didn't seem like a real confident guy to me.
Well, you know what? There may be an issue there, Clinton Tyler, that your goalie is, or players that you have are MLS players. Like, unless it's, you know, a certain, like Messi, who is playing over there because he's getting paid, man. Like, I'm telling you, boy, these guys.
The Skeeters to the Olympics.
Yeah, these guys aren't, the great players aren't playing in the MLS. Space Cowboys. Like, there has got to be a goalie somewhere around the league that is playing somewhere else in the United States that's better than maybe that's rudeness, and I don't know if I know soccer well enough to say that, but I would just be like, damn, I wonder how many other players on the team are playing for an MLS team.
Yeah, how many of the opponents? You got to have MLS
opponents
goalies.
Or the players on the United States. I wonder
how many of our guys are.
I don't
are
even. I don't know. I know most of the good ones are playing in, you know, leagues where they can really make money.
Yeah,
you know, around like, but I traders. I don't know. It was
come home and play for less, man. Get these leagues right.
get these leagues right. Play for less. No, that was rough. They look like they were. It looked like like I said to you, Vanderbilt football. Ooh, boy, they took care of South Carolina. Ooh, had a good non-conference win. They look good. Then they played Alabama. It's 31-7. Like everybody knew it. That was a rough one. That was a rough one.